Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's me, Evangelist Charlotte, related to the late Lynch Emmett Till. Pray that you bless the Lord this Easter 2016.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is March 2016. Happy Easter, happy Easter. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We don't know exactly what day Jesus rose, but we know that he did rise up from the grave. He got up out of the grave. So just like we celebrate our birthday, it isn't Jesus' birthday, but because Jesus died on the cross. He died on a cursed wooden piece of stick, whatever you want to call it. We won't have to focus so much on all of the different paganistic terminology and everything. The main thing that we should focus on is the fact that God loved us so much that even though we sinned in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sinned, we needed a Savior. And without a Savior, we would not have a right to live again after the judgment. So for that reason, since Jesus died and he rose again, we can have hope. For those of us who have lost loved ones, we can have hope that if they died in the Lord, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when Jesus takes you back to be with him, or if Jesus comes back before we die, because in the Bible it says there will be some of us that will not even taste death before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to bring some of us to be raptured up with him. So the Bible tells us, when you see all of these things that are happening in the earth, we see all the bad things happening on the news, and it just seems like the racial violence has gotten worse. And go figure, I already knew it was going to get worse because I am related to the real reason that civil rights started. And even though I was mistreated, nobody said anything. And they put out, instead of helping me, they started putting out a lot of lies from the black race against me and fighting against me. It was my great-granddaddy that really started civil rights, because without him doing what he did, and Auntie Mamie Till Mobley doing what she did, fighting for everyone to find out what they did to poor 14-year-old Emmett Till, my second cousin, killing him just because he was a handsome black man and he stuttered, they killed him. If my great-granddaddy, whose home the KKK men came and dragged poor Emmett Till with guns out of his home and threatened to kill everybody, every child in there, as well as himself, if he had not been the first and only black man at that time to testify against a white man, there probably would not have been a Dr. Martin Luther King. There probably wouldn't have been a Rosa Parks, because nobody would have heard of them, because they may not become inspired to do what they did. But the greatest love, the Bible says, no greater love than a man to lay down his life for a friend. You know, we live in an evil day. They don't even want to talk about men anymore. Everything has to be about females, and that's also a sign of the time, because God made man first. I'm not trying to be chauvinistic. However, God made man in his image, and then he made female. So we are living in the last days where they don't want to even esteem. They want men, especially black men, to feel low. We know there are some really dirty, low-down, dirty men, but there are some dirty, low-down, dirty women, and we can't say that all blacks are bad, and we can't say all white people are bad, or Chinese, or Indians. When Jesus comes back, he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Not just the black man, not just the white man. He's not coming back for just the African man, the Indian. He's coming back for everyone that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said he's not going to come back except the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is reached all over the world. Well, guess what? There are people all the way as far as Africa, all the way as far as India, all in the UK, all the way as far as California, and I'm in Illinois, in New York, all over the world. We are now living in the day and age where the Lord Jesus Christ can split the sky at any moment, because the gospel can be preached on any given day. Yes, we're living in a day where they're threatening people. We fought, not myself, but my parents and my grandparents, they fought for the right to vote. The right to vote. That means, who's your Satan trying to make my throat hurt? The right to vote means that you have the right to vote for whoever you want to vote for. They're threatening to kill people just for voting for Donald Trump. Now, I'm beginning to look at, and even though I've been very disenchanted with what's been happening to me, because no one came to help me in my situations, and that's all I did over the last 20-some years was to help the young men in the community. And so much so that it almost got my son killed, helping everybody else's child. But did nobody come to my rescue? But you know what? I can't be offended, because the Bible says, blessed is he that is not offended, because the Lord allowed it to be so. The Lord allowed me to go through so that I would be able to work for his glory and to understand the suffering. Because, you see, I was born to be a little bit blessed financially when I was born. Not now, but when I was born. Most of the people that are rich now, most of you were born poor. And a lot of you got your riches in an evil way. But it's not for me to judge, because the Bible does say it is God that gives us the will both do it. You know, he give us the gift. You know, he can make us rich anytime he wants with his gift. He gives us the will and the do. That means he gives us the desire to do certain things as far as the gifts, but then the devil comes and perverts what God has given us and turns it around to take the music, the beautiful instruments. I use the instruments, and all the instruments are supposed to be used for the glory of God. All the music is supposed to be for the glory of the Lord, not to write bad things and curse and say bad things about women and say bad things about men and different things like that. That's why when people steal my music and if the Holy Spirit gives me music and I never heard you before, he gives me a certain style. There's so many people just stole my style and everything, and I had never even heard of even now. Everybody's telling where you hear like me, and they kill the code and make sure you wear the same colors. The people that mostly fight me, most of the ones keep wearing red and black. They don't even know why they're wearing red. I wear red a lot because when I was in college at the age of 17, I was a Kappa Kitten, and the colors are red and white. Handy Hang, yes. Kappa Kitten, and it's a fraternity. It is not a gang. It is a college, university fraternity. And I was a Kappa Kitten sweetheart, and also online, aka that means that I almost went over, and I was a singer, very well known on campus at the U of I, but later graduated at Roosevelt University and began to do things in television, study television business policy. in college and graduated and studied, got a bachelor's in accounting. A bachelor's doesn't mean a lot, but it's something nowadays. However, I have like over almost 20 years experience working in the community, volunteering my time, helping everyone else's sons, yes, the minority sons, preventing them from getting into trouble. So that's why you won't see me on the streets hollering and marching, because that is not how God uses me. He uses me to actually do something, and that is to actually go into communities, walk the streets, even the knees, taking the bus, and taking young men off the streets and putting them on television, writing plays, yes, plays that a lot of people stole, plays, but I've been copywritten since 20 years ago. Yes, I have. So, we'll talk about that another time on my documentary. I do have to make sure that the devil doesn't keep the funds that should have been given to me and my son. God has been so good. We're going to praise him. We don't know what day he got up, but we know he got up. I'm going to be singing The Blood. I sang it on YouTube, and I got like thousands of hits on it. So I thought I would sing a little bit of it tonight, and that's a real old hymn. It was out before I was born, The Blood. So we know it's the blood of Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus. You know, when we were in church, we used to sing, I know it was the blood. Put your hands together. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Yes, it was the blood of Jesus. And why did we talk about the blood? For those of you that are new to church and everything, in the Bible, they had to kill animals before Jesus was born. And they would take the blood and put it over the doorpost because there was a spirit of death in the land at one point. And everybody who had the blood over their doorpost, over their door, child and including themselves, they did not get killed. Everybody else was hollering and screaming because the spirit of death was in the land. Now, we know everybody that dies does not die before their time. But there are a lot of people, and this is very, very important. Before I let you hear my song, The Blood, I want to say a quick prayer at the end of the message for all of the youth and for all, especially people that are my fans. I have a lot of fans that are, most of my fans are young people, and I did not write these songs for young people. However, that's just the way God gave it to me, and that's the way I felt it, and it just happened to be that young people and a lot of other cultures seem to really love my music, and as well as some elderly people, like older people than myself and people my age as well. But I just want to pray for you at the end, because we really need to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And that's why so many people like my song, The Blood. The Blood, the slow version. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Well, I'm going to be singing that on tape. So I recorded it, and you can hear it as well at the end. I'm going to be selling it on Amazon.com and SoundCloud, all my songs. But I will let you hear it tonight. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus, because you never know. When you travel, or you could be just sitting at home, there have been people lately, young people as well, just driving down the street in broad daylight and get shot to death. Well, you can't walk around in the spirit of fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and love and the sound mind. And we have to just learn the scriptures. When I used to teach second grade many years ago, in the 80s, the late 80s, I used to teach them Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I am going to read that again tonight at the end for prayer, because all my friends, especially dedicated to the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the prostitutes, those that are just fed up with churches and don't want to go to church, or maybe you that one time be a pimp, player, hustler, and you just have a ministry and a love for the Word of God. I want you to keep me in prayer. And also, if you like what I do, you love my music, and you would like to see Evangelist Charlotte West go even further with what God has given her, I would love for you to write me. You can write me, email me at charlottexperez@yahoo.com. Send me a love donation, okay? It won't hurt you. I've had a nonprofit organization for a few years. Evangelist Charlotte Publishing is my company. So you can send me a donation at any time. There is no excuse. So many people say, I would love to do something for you. Well, let the Lord lead you. And you know that I will be coming up with a banquet this year, so you can start getting your people together. I will be coming around and see who wants to give a donation to help with the funding of remembering my great-granddaddy, Pastor Mose Wright, Auntie Mamie Till Mobley, because she asked me to write about Emmett Till before she gave it to someone else. And also remembering my second cousin, poor Emmett Till, 14-year-old. Alrighty, well, I'm going to let you hear the song, The Blood, and then we're going to pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's me, Evangelist Charlotte, related to the late Lynch Emmett Till. Pray that you bless the Lord this Easter 2016.
Right now, there's been several people that I prayed for, and no matter how hard their habit was, after I prayed for them, they stopped smoking. Even if they didn't try to stop smoking, God moved. I know the blood of Jesus delivers, the blood of Jesus saves and sets free. It's a miracle. It's a gift, a miracle that God gave me the moment that I became born again. Never smoked another cigarette over 30-some years ago. The Lord touched my body.
I couldn't do it on my own. Oh, but if you got a habit that you can't break, the blood of Jesus will break it right now. If you feel like you can't stop partying, I used to love to party. Now I party for the Lord Jesus. With God, all things are possible. We can't be saved on our own. We can't be saved and set free on our own. But the blood of Jesus, who died on the cross, but he rose again. That's why you shouldn't wear a cross with Jesus still on the cross. Because one day he got up. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. There's so many people, young and not going to be able to live to see their senior ages. And I believe that Jesus is on his way back anyway. They're young and they feel like they got all the time in the world to be saved, delivered, and set free. And so many women, they just wanted to drink just a little bit. They just wanted to smoke just a little bit of weed. Well, God is a forgiving God. But sometimes the people may not stop at just weed. Now they made it legal to smoke weed, talking about they need it because they're sick. But we know that all those, most of them that want to smoke that weed, it has nothing to do with no illness. God knows what you're doing. He sees your heart. He said to be not drunk with wine, and it's time for people to start preaching the true word of God. I know there's many R&B singers that I love and care for, I pray for, but you got to make up your mind. Are you going to live for Jesus? Are you going to pray and then go party with the devil? Drinking your alcohol, having sex out of marriage. You can't go to heaven that way. No, you can't go to heaven that way. I just want to tell you so that the blood won't be on my hands. You see, you can only serve one master, as I said. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Just remember, it's not too late if you're hearing this message. There's only one unforgivable sin. That unforgivable sin, is it getting a divorce? No. Once you get divorced, it's under the blood. You can't go and sleep with somebody you divorced. In Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the pastors need to start telling the truth. These women are dying and going to hell in the church. Once you have had marriage with somebody in divorce and they go and sleep with somebody else, that marriage vow is broken. It's not reconciliation. Once you are divorced, if you have not divorced that person, it's reconciliation. You need to tell the truth. God said it's an abomination for you to go and sleep with that individual again once you have already divorced. They need to fear not the rod. Give them the real true word of God. Also, people need to start telling the pimps, the players, and the hustlers that yes, you can be born again. You may have been out there, you may have been killing, you may have been shooting dice, you may have been shooting up, you may have been smoking that weed and that dope, you may have been pimping, you may have been prostituting, but God still loves you. He don't like the sin that you're doing, but he's giving you one last time to get right with God. You cannot carry the title of preacher. You cannot carry the title of bishop. And you're still drinking that alcohol. You better be drinking something. He said, be not drunk with wine. If you're drinking that alcohol, you're still going to hell.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a good God, isn't he? He is such a good God. He did not wish that anyone should perish, but there is a requirement. It is too often we pretend that everybody in the world is going to heaven. But isn't it beautiful that the Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. I remember I was brought up in the church, born and raised in the church world, Church of God in Christ. And I'm not going to say everybody in the Church of God in Christ is going to heaven. I believe there's going to be some Catholics. I believe there's going to be some Baptists. But now, for those of you that are of other faiths, especially Catholic, I want you to know that you can't go to heaven just going and saying Hail Mary. You got to ask God. to forgive you of your sins. You got to open your mouth just like everybody else. The Bible says to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So first we're going to ask God to forgive us of our sins, and then we're going to go through the Bible and we're going to read from safety. I don't want you to think that it's a joke, because I'm a prophetess. And God shows miracles to me. And in case you don't believe that Jesus got up, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Some people know about it, most people don't. An angel revealed himself, and I got it on film. I can prove to you there's a such thing as a ghost, but not in the sense that you think. I can prove to you that Jesus got up, because there's a such thing as angels. There's a such thing as an invisible being, okay? But for those of you that deal in being psychic and reading, palm reading is not of God, there are some people that are really born to be prophets, not very many. And if they don't remain with the Lord Jesus Christ, that's when they get into reading palms and horoscopes and different things like that. I watched a couple of them recently, and I said, you know, they really seem like a couple of them have a gift. But the others, most people just have a spirit, a familiar spirit. And we'll talk about that on another time. We're going to go to the Word of God on that, because there needs to be some teaching about that. It's not the same as prophecy. The devil only knows so much. He knows, because don't forget now, Satan was an angel, and he fell. I'm going to tell you where you can see the film. I film an invisible being, God showing me his presence, and it really did happen. It was no trick photography. This really did happen, and it even scared me. But remember, in the Bible, they became afraid too when they came upon angels. So when you get a chance, I want you to go through the Old Testament, and in case you don't have a Bible, I'm going to read a little bit of it, and we're running out of time, but I'm going to read some of it. In Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Remember that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him shall I trust. You trust in the Lord, you ask God to forgive you of your sins, and God will protect you, and he will eventually get you out of that situation. But you got to fast, and you got to pray, and you got to read your word and believe that God will get you out of that situation. Yes, he will. In Jesus' mighty name, he will get you out of that situation.